This morning we received the sad news that David MacPhail had died, aged 76. He was a writer, producer, actor and comedian who became one of the best known people in New Zealand television through his work on A Week of It and MacPhail and Gadsby. He was best known for his impersonation of former Prime Minister Robert Muldoon. He is survived by his wife Anne and two children. And his son Matt MacPhail joins me now. Hi there, Matt.
Hello, Jesse.
Thanks for joining me on a tough day. How are you all doing?
We're doing okay. Surrounded by amazing people and messages and support, and the love for David that we've been showing, you know, today and also throughout his life is just amazing. You know, he was an amazing father and an amazing man.
I spoke to him recently. As you know, we had such a good conversation, and for people who are interested in that, it's going to be replayed on Sunday at 5 p.m. here on RNZ National. And it was clear then that he was not very well. I presume the news wasn't a shock to you, Matt, but you know, how did it all go down, and were you prepared for this day?
Yeah, I mean, I got to say, he loved doing that interview with you, GC. You know, any media to the end, really. Any chance to talk.
I think I recall asking him how he was, and he seemed to think he was okay. He was going to be out of there soon.
Yeah, no, he was pretty keen to get out.
Yeah.
He hadn't been well. You know, he had heart issues, you know, and I think that's what got him in the end, really. So we found out yesterday that he'd had a heart attack, and sadly we lost him in the night. But you know, we my sister and I had the opportunity to be with him, which was amazing, when he died, and we'd managed to put my mother to bed and get her comfortable. So I think he was ready to go. He knew we were all in the right place. So a real privilege to be with him.
And no doubt you've had some pretty solid conversations with him over the last few weeks.
Yeah, not so much the last few weeks, to be honest. He's been pretty quiet about the whole thing. We've talked about you know, him going in the past, but he was always very matter of fact about life and death, as the title of his book alludes to. Was it the years before my death? I think that's what his book was.
Yeah. What was it like being the son of someone so famous and so beloved?
An absolute privilege. Because not a day goes by or has gone by that someone doesn't say to me, "Oh, I knew your father," or "I worked with your father," or "I watched your father," or "He touched me in some way," or something he said or did, you know. An absolute privilege, and I don't think it's until I've got older that I realised how significant he was, really, to the country. I mean, he was just my father, and always was. But it really, I think the older I've got, the more I've understood the significance of what a figure he was, and the warmth and the laughter that he gave so many people.
Did you feel like you shared him with New Zealand?
I do. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I feel like I've shared the public, David, but I feel I've had the privilege of knowing the private David as well, and he and I were very, very close friends. So, yeah, I feel I've lost my father and a friend.
Yeah. What was he like when he wasn't performing?
Incredibly intelligent, incredibly thoughtful, incredibly warm human. An incredible grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And he loved his grandkids so much. So got so much pleasure out of them.
You went into TV, in fact, went into TV comedy. Do you think he was chuffed that you made that decision?
Well, he always told me not to. he warned me off it, but I don't know, the bug was there. There's something about, I don't know, there was an allure to what he did and the joy he brought a lot of people that I don't know, I chased. And it's very interesting, his grandson Milo, who's 18 now, is is sadly following in his footsteps as well. So
really?
Watch this space.
Oh, your Milo is 18? That's incredible.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a comms degree at bloody AUT and he's starting to hang out at the comedy clubs. And
oh! Is he funny?
He's funny, yeah. He's really funny. Yeah, he's very dry. Very dry like his granddad. Milo always says to me that the comedy gene jumped a generation. That he and David were hilarious and I missed out on it.
So. Well, David must have been pretty excited about that prospect of another comedian in the family.
Oh, absolutely. Super encouraging. The two of them had their own language, really. So, yeah, I feel for Milo. He's gonna miss his popper.
I said to you on text today, I don't think I would have done what I ended up doing if it wasn't for your dad. He was so important. I mean, not just to me, to New Zealand, but, you know, me and my friends used to put on sketches when we were 7 or 8 years old because we'd seen McFarlane and Gadsby do that the night before. And it's funny to think that if they hadn't done that, New Zealand comedy would have gone in a completely different direction, if at all. There was John Clarke, but then beyond that, they were so, so important.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, I think Billy T as well. I mean, I think David had so much respect for the way that Billy T connected with an audience. Mm. I think there was something about the authenticity of those guys at the time. They were very real, and they were very honest comedians. You know what I mean? They really, there was no sort of pretense. They were there to make you laugh, and they could connect with a Kiwi audience. And I still think a lot of people struggle to do that.
Yeah. It was, yeah, funny bones, eh, your dad?
Yeah.
Just an intuitive sense for where the laugh was combined with the craft. Has anything, any of the tributes that have come through today surprised you or anything notable about what people have said about him?
I just think that nothing has surprised me, but this is a bit of a long story, but I'll try and keep it short. But I did just receive a message from a woman who said that I didn't know her, but that she had dealt with David in the past. And she said that she had watched Leonard de Blanchy when she was growing up, and they'd, after sports, they would go and drink soup and watch the show, and it would warm their heart. Huh. She then told me that she once spoke to him when she was working in telecom and helped him connect his phone line down to his fishing hut. And for 3 weeks they had ongoing conversations, and she said that the connection she made with him, and then he went on to send an email and thanking her boss for her great service. And she just said, you know, that kind of connection she just treasured for her life. And I feel like David has done that throughout his life. Mm. He's connected with people in a way that, you know.
Yeah, you work with performers, and that's not always the case, is it? That someone, when no one is watching, is that kind and generous.
That's right. That's right. I think Dave Farnay sent a message, a wonderful message, a wonderful funny man. He summed it up by saying that David always made you feel like the most important person in the room.
Huh.
And I think that really, really sums them up.
You'll have loads of memories, a whole lifetime of memories of him as a dad. Is there a performing moment or something that your dad's done on stage or screen that you're most proud of?
Well, I think my sister's a very fine actor, and she would talk about some of his work on the stage, because he had quite a wonderful acting career post-television, especially at the Court Theatre in Christchurch. I was working in television, so I forced him to play the part of an old superhero. So he was a 67-year-old superhero called the Green Termite. So I managed to have the opportunity to direct him on screen.
Wow.
Running around in green lycra in the middle of winter in Auckland. So that was probably a career highlight for me. I'm not sure if it was a career highlight for him.
How was he to direct? Would he take your instruction okay?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, an amazing actor, an amazing television, he had an amazing understanding of storytelling and television. He loved television right to the end, and he loved comedy. I mean, he put me onto shows all the time. Like he was the one who put me onto Schitt's Creek, and he was the one who put me on, like, he was always up until, you know, last week, he was the one who would put me on to the next best comedy to watch. So a real understanding of what's funny and what works.
Yeah. How will the next couple of days be, Matt?
Oh, I'm not really sure. I hope it's a celebration and, yeah, we'll give him a good send-off. But he will be missed desperately.
Yeah, by us as well. For the record, his memoir is called The Years Before My Death, Memories of a Comic Life. We had a good chat about, in particular, about McPhail and Gatsby on the radio recently. That's going to replay at 5 p.m. on Sunday here on RNZ National. And, of course, he'll be remembered through the day here. Matt, it's very brave of you to have this conversation with me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Juicy. Thank you for your time.
We're very sorry for your loss, and we're proud of your dad, and we will remember him. Boy, oh boy, will we remember him. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Juicy.